Good afternoon, everyone. You know, God has called us to live His way of life from a position of strength. When I was growing up, I participated in just about all sports. I played football. The coach there said, you got to play your position. I ran track and did relay races. You got to hold your position. I played some basketball, and he emphasized, know your position and guard that part of the floor and use that part of the floor. We had a volleyball team that qualified to go play in the state championship, little old Timpson High School. Just like in football, some of the players didn't want to go. They wanted to do other things, so we didn't have enough to put a team together, so we didn't go play for the state title. But one of our strengths in volleyball was we all played our position. We found out where our position was, and then we played volleyball from a position of strength. And that's what we want to do in God's church. We want to be Christians, and we want to be called out ones, and we want to be servants of God and living our life from a position of strength. There's too many tough things that come our way in life, and some of them are unexpected, and some of them are very big and tough and hard, and some of them are a surprise, and we didn't count on this and didn't figure on that, but it happened anyway. And as we know, the Bible says it's through much trial and test we enter the kingdom. And straight is the way and narrow is the gate. It's tough to move on down toward and into the kingdom of God. Well, that's true on an everyday basis. We have lots of blessings, lots of joy, lots of happiness, and lots of wonderful times. But we also, on any given day, and sometimes for many days and weeks and months in a row, can have a really tough time. And regardless of if things are going well or things are really tough, God wants us to live the life He called us to from a position of strength, not a position of weakness. So what is this position that He wants us to be in as we live life and go through toward the kingdom of God? Well, it's found over here in James chapter 4. Let's turn there, James chapter 4 and verse 6. James 4 and verse 6. But He gives more grace, wherefore He says, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. You know, there's an old saying that says, humility attracts, vanity repels. Or vanity repels, humility attracts. And it's true. And even with God, here it says, God resists the proud. So you don't want to be living life, and I don't want to be living life from that position, pride. Because then God resists you, but gives grace unto the humble. There's the attitude we want to have. There's the position we want to be in. Verse 7, submit yourselves therefore to God. And I wonder how many, including myself, need to work on that. Mr. Armstrong said more than once, it remains to be seen what God will do through an individual that totally submits themselves to Him. And I say, well, let's see if we can find out what He'll do by totally submitting ourselves to Him and asking Him to help us to do that. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you, but we need to resist him. And now we talk about the position I'm talking about. Verse 8, James 4. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Everything in life goes better when we are close to God on a daily basis. Even trials and tests, even hardships and pain and suffering, even hurts and unplanned problems, we're going to be able to manage them, and we're going to be able to handle them, and we're going to be able to get through them a lot better if we're in a position of being close to God. And just think about that. We could take it as an example of two people. So you're sitting on this side of the room, and another person is sitting on that side of the room. And now you decide, well, I want to get close to that person. So you get up from this side of the room and start walking toward that person. And that person just stays there. So you have to keep on walking and walking and walking and walking and go over all the way to where that person is so you can sit close to them. That's not the way it is with God. If you're over here and He's over there and you start moving toward Him, drawing close to Him, He gets up and He starts moving toward you. And then He draws close to you just like you're drawing close to Him, and before long, you're in the strongest position that any of us can ever be in our lives, and that is that we are close to God. We're close to God. It says here, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Isn't that something? That is really something to contemplate. We decide on a daily basis, I'm going to draw near to God. I'm going to put him first. I'm going to think about him early in the day, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to read out of the Bible. And then throughout the day, I'm going to keep him in my mind, be spiritually minded, not carnal minded. I want to walk with him. I want to draw close to him. He doesn't say, well, that's good. You've drawn close to me. That's fine. That's good. No, you know what he does? He draws close to you. It's like a son is sitting over here and a father sitting over there, and the son wants to tell his dad something and wants to get close to him. So he gets up and starts walking toward the dad, and the dad gets up and walks toward him. And then they're close to one another, and he can tell his dad whatever he wants to tell him. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Now, that's the strongest position which we can be in, walking close to God. What that enables us to do is we make better decisions. We make better choices. We have better perspective, perception. We're able to set our affection on the things that are above instead of being confused and thrown off balance by the things around. Nobody comes between us and God then. Nothing comes between us and God because we're close to him. He's close to us. Now we are in a position to have the strength to live life the way he intends for us to live, even through the ups and the downs and the setbacks and the leap forwards, through the wonderful times, through the really tough, hard times, through the clear times, through the confusing times. We're able to go right on through toward the kingdom because we're walking with God, and we're close to him. He's close to us. He comforts us. He gives us peace. He gives us understanding. He gives us strength. He helps us have the right attitude. He helps us stand strong for his truth no matter what, and we won't budge. We let our light shine to others because we're close to him. We set a better example. We don't get hoodwinked, pulled off, and in the wrong company, attacked by Satan and he wins, thrown off balance by other people and they win, mixed up by our own thinking. None of that happens. And if it does happen, God intervenes quickly. Why? Because we're in his presence. We're close to him. So he helps us and protects us from that. See, when you're close to God, there's no room for sin to be going on there. It's when we begin to drift further away from God that a gap is left and sin can start creeping in. Satan can start creeping in. The world can start creeping in. Our human nature can begin to have undue influence on us because we're drawing away from God. But when we're close to God, that pushes all of that out. We still make mistakes. We still have to overcome and grow. But we're better at doing that, and we're stronger at doing that because we're in his presence. You know, it'd be like walking through a neighborhood late at night, dark, and you're trying to navigate your way down the street and turn the corner and get to your house, and it's a dangerous street, and you're going all by yourself, and there's pitfalls, and there's trouble, and there's people, and all that, and you're trying to make your way on down. But before you start on that journey, you have God with you. You have someone who is all-powerful, strong, will totally protect you, and will walk down that street with you. So as you're walking down that street in the dark, navigating your way through all these dangerous situations, there he is with you. He's walking with you. We'll go this way. We'll stop here. We'll go there. We'll go this way. We'll turn the corner, and you made it. That's the way it is as we navigate through life. That's the way it is as we make decisions and choices. That's the way it is when we are faced with mountains to climb, so to speak. That's the way it is when we see situations that we just don't see how we're to handle it or what we're to do or what decision we're to make. It's going to be better if we're in a strong position, and that position is one of being close to God. So it says it right here, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. What a wonderful blessing. Here's some of the ways that that manifests itself. Let's turn here to 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Paul is writing Timothy. Timothy was like a beloved son to him. Paul says here in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son. He wasn't his literal son, but he was like a son. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of you in my prayers night and day. Prayed for him regularly, like he would his son. Greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. And Timothy wanted to see Paul, too. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois, look at this extended family that served God, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in you also, verse 6, 2 Timothy 1, wherefore I put you in remembrance, that you stir up the gift of God which is in you by the putting on of my hands. We all have to do that. We have to stir up God's Spirit, and the inward man must be renewed daily, so the inward woman must, and the inward child. And we're talking to you young people here too. Live life as a young person from a position of strength, which means you're in contact with God and you're walking with Him and He's walking with you. And notice verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, doubt, worry, paranoia, uncertainty, or anything of that sort, but He's given us a spirit of power, which can only come from His Spirit. That's the kind of power that can't be obtained anywhere else or from any other source. But it does come from God's Spirit, and He gives it to us. But of power, notice this, and of love, and look at this, and of a sound mind. The Bible says that the love of God is spread abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So there's so many things that go together here. But as we draw near to God, and He draws near to us, we do that in love, we gain more and more of His Spirit. We gain more and more of the way He thinks. And therefore, we get a more and more balanced, godly perspective, a sound mind, if you will. And then we begin to assess things from a spiritual position. We begin to weigh things the way God weighs it. We begin to balance things out in the light of His Word. We start to emphasize the things that are really important and deal with the other things in a wiser way. Wisdom starts to develop, and knowledge, and maturity, and balance, and calmness, and peace, and the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and all of that, because we're in a very strong position, and that is one in which we are close to God and He's close to us. Let's notice John chapter 10. Our judgment is much sounder. John 10, our desires are godly. And, you know, we all have a ways to go in this, and we all make mistakes. We have to repent, and we ask God to forgive us, and He does, and He will, and He's pulling for us, and He's not mean or harsh. He's full of love, but we've got to want to please Him and want to draw close to Him and do that, and He'll draw close to us, and He forgives us and blots out our sins and then remembers them no more. Notice here in John chapter 10 and verse 27, look at this position. You know, it's wonderful to see little babies in the family. It's wonderful to see babies in the church. And, you know, we're babes in Christ. And it says, except you be as these little children, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom. Sometimes just observe little children and parents. You ever notice how they want to stay close to mom, close to dad? They want to hug their neck. Little babies, they want mom and dad to hold them. They're close. They're in their hands. And they're not sitting there shaking and worried and troubled. My dad's holding me. I'm safe. My mom's holding me. I think I'll relax and go to sleep. There's that tremendous security that comes from that close relationship between little children and their parents. That's the kind of relationship God wants us to have with Him and also with our parents. Now notice here in John chapter 10 and verse 27, I know when my mom and dad were alive, I relied on them a lot, and I just thought, well, they'll take care of me and they'll take care of everything. I wasn't worried. And if trouble came up, I knew my dad would handle it or my mom would. So I stayed close. And that helped me. I could lay down at night and relax because I knew my mom and dad would take care of me. Well, now that I grew into adulthood and they're gone, I feel that way about my Father in heaven. And that's the kind of relationship we're talking about that puts you in a position of living life from strength. Notice here in John 10 and verse 27, John 10, 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. He knows us. He knows us. And he is very cognizant of us and what we're going through and how our life is going. And notice verse 28, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. You know, I've seen situations where parents will take children, let's say in a supermarket, or they might be in a crowd. And this is what I always wanted to do. I always wanted to hold on to my kids. And if somebody tried to grab one of my kids, they wouldn't be able to do it because they're not going to be able to pluck them out of my grasp. They're not going to be able to pluck them out of my arms. They're there to stay. Well, that's the way God is with us. If we draw close to him, he draws close to us. He takes us in his hands, and Jesus Christ takes us in his hands, and no man can pluck us out of their hands. Now, just think about that. That's what the Bible says. Talk about security. Think about the security that gives us. If we're walking with him, and we love him, and we're trying to obey him, and we're working on our problems and making headway, we're in his hands. That's a good place to be. That is a tremendous position of strength. No matter where we are, we're under his care. We're in his hands. We're close to him. He's close to us. That's why David said what he said when he said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." You are with me, and he'll be with us. So I'm here to tell you that life can get rough sometime, and it can be painful. It can be physically painful. It can be emotionally painful. It can be spiritually tough. Yep, sure can, as well as happy and full of joy and success and excitement. But through it all, if we are going to make sure that we get closer and closer to God, he will make sure he gets closer and closer to us. And then we will be in a position of strength to overcome and grow, put sin out, build character, seek the kingdom and succeed. Lay hold on eternal life and obtain it. Because we're living life from a position of strength in God's hands and close to him. Let's notice Psalm 17. Many, many times, this is what has kept me going. This point I'm trying to make right here today. Psalm 17 and verse 8. My son David often said his favorite verse is the one that says, "If God be for you, who can be against you?" That is a tremendous verse. But how can we be sure that God will be for us? Well, by drawing close to him, by being teachable, by yielding to him, by singing to him, by glorifying him, by pleasing him in how we do everything we do. Notice here in Psalm 17 and verse 8, David said in this prayer, "Keep me as the apple of your eye." Some translations say pupil, but either way you look at it, it's a choice position to be in, the apple of God's eye. We could draw the analogy of going out to an apple tree and it's just loaded with apples, but you see one special one that caught your eye, and that's the one that you are going to focus on. And God looks down here on this earth, I don't know, what are we now, over 6 billion people? And then he hones in toward, you know, the U.S., then he hones in to Texas, then he hones in to East Texas or to Canada or to South Africa or to Ireland or Missouri or Oklahoma or Tennessee, Alabama, wherever you want to go, California. And here's an apple, so to speak. Here's somebody who is his special treasure, he calls us. His people. And then he focuses on us. And as we focus on him, a tremendous relationship develops. David said, keep me as the apple of your eye. And look at this now. Keep me under the shadow of your wings. That's a good position to be in. Keep me under the shadow of your wings. You know, growing up on the farm, I've seen this happen many times. A hen will lay eggs. She'll sit on those eggs, and they'll be fertile. And first thing you know, the incubation period is over, and little chickens start pecking their way out of the shell of the egg. And I've watched it, and it's an interesting thing. And they wiggle their way out, and they finally make their way out, and they're on ground, so to speak, and they're very vulnerable and very tender. And they start waddling around and chirping, and the mother takes care of them. And first thing you know, as days go by, they get stronger and stronger, and pretty soon they can walk, and then they can run, and then they can chirp, and they just go all over. They scratch in the grass and the ground. They eat this and eat that, and the mother hen is right there, boy, watching very closely everything they do. And I've seen this many times. And then a hawk will fly over. The shadow of the wings of the hawk will come across the chicken yard, and that mother will start clucking and calling those little biddies, what we called them, back to her, and they'd go running back to her, and she would open her wings, and they'd crawl in under her wings, and she'd close her wings, and that hawk is not going to get to those chickens. That hawk would have to kill her, but she's going to protect those little chickens right under her wings and take care of them and protect them from the hawk. And the hawk flies on off. He's not ready to tangle with the mother hen yet. Well, that's what God is talking about here. We get so close to Him, and it could be stormy outside, or physically stormy, or any kind of storm, any kind of trouble. But we're close to Him. We're under His wings. He's protecting us. He's with us. He'll look after us. He won't leave us or forsake us. We're in a secure place. We're in a position of strength as we make our decisions, as we make our choices, as we carry out our work, as we drive down the road, as we clean the house, as we do our homework, as we go and do and move and be and carry out what life has brought to our door, so to speak, for us to live. We're not vulnerable. We're not weak. We're not twisting in the wind. We're not on our own. We're not apart from God. We're close to God. And we're going forward in that position of strength. Christ talked about this. Let's notice over here in Matthew chapter 23. Matthew 23 and verse 37. And talking about this is something we need to do, but that's not enough. If you will really pay attention to what we've gone through here today and really take it to heart and really do something about it, and just each day a little bit more, a little bit more, you're going to find out what I'm talking about is absolutely wonderful, because it's right straight out of the Bible. Whether you're a man, woman, or child, you're going to find out that this is the way to do it. Every day, make sure that we think about God, we put Him first, we draw close to Him, and you know what? Every day He's going to draw close to us, take us in His hands, pull us under His wings, and now we go forward living life in that very strong position. And tough times can come, and tough decisions, and people can be mean and hateful, and circumstances can be hard, and we can be faced with problems that we just don't know how to handle. But there we are in this strong position, and God will help us, and He will fight our battles for us, and first thing you know, we can move on. Look at what Christ said here in Matthew 23, verse 37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that kills the prophets and stone them which are sent unto you. Notice what He says now. How often would I have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you would not? See, He's using that same analogy that David was using over there in Psalms. He said, if you'd only listened to me, if you had only sought me, if you'd only obeyed me, I would have gathered you under my wings, just like a mother hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you would be in a very safe and protected position. And even if something happens, even if you die, you're going to be resurrected into the kingdom of God. You're going to be in a position that's very strong as far as laying hold on eternal life. So I hope we will consider this. I hope we'll weigh this out. I hope we'll think about this point. And I hope we'll take advantage of the opportunity that God has given all of us by virtue of calling us. He has called us out of this world into his church, whether we're baptized or not, and he is helping us overcome and grow so that one day we can be in his kingdom, and along the way, he will draw close to us if we draw close to him. He will take us under his wings if we will yield to him. He will grasp us in his hands if we will look to him and obey him. And then we live life in that very, very strong and impenetrable and unshakable position of being close to God, and therefore he's close to us. You're going to win then. You're going to come out in the right place then. You're going to be what God wants you to be then, because there is Jesus Christ, our elder brother, right there with us, and God the Father overlooking our lives and looking after us. And he's got an innumerable number of angels that he can assign to us when we need them, as long as we're doing our part, as long as we're putting him first. Let's conclude by turning to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. I just really want you to think about this many, many times in my life. This point has enabled me to keep going. This point has enabled me to put things in proper perspective. This point has enabled me to get up off the mat, shake myself, and get going again. This very point of living life from a position of strength, that is, being close to God, being in his hands, being under his wings, being carried along by him when I can't do it, his interventions and his deliverances and his kindness and forgiveness and blessings and strength and power through his Spirit, all of that's there. And not everybody has this opportunity. Not everybody has this privilege. A very few. We are in the minority. We want to take advantage of all the blessings that come with our calling. And one of them is that we have access to God, and we can set our choice and set our lives, I'm going to draw close to God, and know that he will come toward us and draw close to us. What a position to be in. Notice here in 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. So when we're in that close position, and we're in his hands, and we're under his wings, and we're walking with him, we can talk to him about everything. No matter what it is, we can talk to him about it. Open up to him about it. Lay it out in front of him. And cast these cares, these troubles, this uncertainty, this pain, this hurt on him. And he'll know what to do with it. And he'll know what we can do with it. And he'll show us what we can do. And he'll strengthen us to help us through it. And you know why? Well, here's the inspired word of God. For he cares for you. And we can count on that. And when he cares for us, that means we're in a tremendous position of strength to live life his way, relying on him for his guidance, help, and strength. And he will give us guidance, help, and strength as we draw close to him and he draws close to us.